No sooner had Japan declared victory against COVID-19 and relaxed its entry requirements, and the door is slammed shut. Its Prime Minister announcing on Monday that he would be taking no chances with the new Omicron variant.
With regard to foreign visitors entering Japan, from midnight of November 30th, we will ban entry from all parts of the world.
Thailand and Indonesia announced new, although less stringent, bans on arrivals from southern African nations. Lockdowns have been devastating to the tourist industry here, and many Southeast Asian nations will be reluctant to impose blanket bans. The Philippines started an ambitious vaccination drive on Monday to inoculate more than 9 million people in 3 days. Its travel ban of 14 nations includes European countries where the new variant has been found.
We are ready, but we can still buy more time. We should delay this as much as we can and really prepare the health system's capacity. Prepare our detect, isolate, treat, reintegrate, vaccinate, isolation strategy.
One travel gateway that was opening up rather than shutting down is the land border between Singapore and Malaysia. 3,000 people crossed this border daily until March 2020, when it was shut down, stranding thousands.
So pretty much I'm excited to go back to my Malaysia, to my home country. I know a lot of families have been stuck in here, Malaysia, in Singapore. This has been a good opportunity for me to go back to Malaysia to visit my grandparents, my parents, my families and stuff, yeah.
For now, a special bus service will limit visitors to 3,000 a day. As other borders around the region shut down, these travellers will be hoping this journey isn't one way. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, Bangkok.